My name is Autumn Ford, and I'm a former AmeriCorps service member, and I served with Corbin Independent Schools.
Healthy Minds Alliance is an innovative AmeriCorps program managed by Health 360 that engages AmeriCorps members of all ages and backgrounds to meet critical mental health needs in communities served by their host sites. AmeriCorps members serving with the Healthy Minds Alliance receive a stipend during their 10-month service term, and upon completion of their service term, receive an education award which can be used to repay qualified student loans and to pay current educational expenses at eligible institutions of higher education and training programs. If you're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member or would like information on how your organization could become a host site, please see our show notes for information on how to apply.
Welcome, current, former, future AmeriCorps service members. My name is Michael, and I'm your host today for the Healthy Minds Alliance podcast. I am also a currently serving AmeriCorps service member with Corbin Independent School System. Joining me today is Autumn. Autumn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very excited to get to talk to you today. You know, our plan for the podcast is to primarily speak to currently serving AmeriCorps members, talk to some of our executive and leadership team, but we also want to get some perspectives from people who have served with AmeriCorps and then have moved on to other things. You know, I don't know if it's been explicitly stated in the podcast yet, and honestly, we're not sure what order the episodes are going to come out, so it still may not even matter. But generally speaking, an AmeriCorps service term is 10 months, and for the most part, you can only do two in a row, and then you're done. So we're going to talk a little bit about what you did for your service and then talk a little bit about what happened next. But I want to start by getting to know you a little bit better. So who is Autumn outside of AmeriCorps? So what do you do when you're not AmeriCorps, or in this case, before?
Okay, so I enjoy going to church. I love to read, watch YouTube, spend time with family and friends.
Excellent. I completely understand and share most of those interests. So let's talk a little bit about your service. So you end up actually, how many terms did you serve?
I was able to serve 3 terms.
Yeah, which is unusual. I don't know the actual specifics, and I don't know if we have time to get into them now, but generally 2 is the limit. Can you talk a little bit about how you were able to do that third? Is that something that you want to cover here?
Sure. So I'd always been told, you know, that it would be 2 terms. And I went on to, I believe it was the AmeriCorps website, and certain AmeriCorps members can actually fulfill up to 4 terms.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So I was able to talk to Jackie, and I was able to, and I think at the beginning it was actually Celia. I think it was before Jackie came in. So I talked to her, and I talked to my host site, and they both agreed to let me do the 1 extra term.
I did not know that. I'm excited that we can share that with our listeners. Again, I don't know what those specific qualifications are, but hopefully we'll have some links in the show notes to make it easy for people who might be interested. But, you know, generally speaking, it's a 10-month service term. Now, did you serve at the same host site for each of those 3 terms? I know you mentioned Corbin Independent Schools, which is also where I serve. I know when I got to the School of Innovation, you were still there. Our terms overlapped by like a few weeks. So were you at the School of Innovation for all 3 of those terms?
Yes, all 3 of those terms was at the School of Innovation.
And then if you don't mind, tell me a little bit, like, what were you doing there? Like, what was your role as a service member helping out the school?
Okay, so each service term was actually a little bit different. So my first service term, I actually helped with the elementary school as well, doing some math classes. And I was a youth mental health first aid instructor. My second term was more of being a secretary type person along with the youth mental health first aid. And then my last term, I was a math tutor. I did a math class with the SOI elementary students and was a youth mental health first aid instructor.
So is there anything that sticks out to you? Again, you have 3 terms more than most, but is there in a particular moment, interaction, training class that you attended or taught that just sticks out to you when you think back on your term as like a highlight, something you're just very excited about or proud of?
So I enjoyed getting to meet everyone at SOI. I still keep in touch with just about all of them through Facebook, and through texting some. And mm-hmm. I remember one of the in-person classes, because when I first started, that's right before COVID hit. So I had experience doing in-person, and then we had to move to all virtual. So one of my in-person classes, I actually got to teach up at the halfway house. So people who had been through those mental health struggles before, that had been maybe addicted to drugs and things of that nature. So I really enjoyed that. They were one of my best groups.
So I just realized again, because I know what the SOI is, obviously, because that's where I serve as well. But for anyone listening, the SOI is the School of Innovation, which is a Montessori as well as a homeschool curricula school that is basically in the basement of the elementary school. Like our principal, who basically made the school happen through grant funding, carved out his own little niche and created a school in the basement of another school. It continues to grow and change. And, you know, some of the things that Autumn's saying, like, makes me giggle, because I know how close the team there is, because it's sort of like an us against the world situation. We're always, you know, fighting for scraps and attention and that kind of thing. So when you mentioned you also helped with the elementary, I was in my head, that means you walked upstairs to the elementary school that's above us. So, now, again, the SOI is its own beast, and I don't know how it relates to other host sites that people might be a part of. I'm sure there's some that are very similar and some that are vastly different. But what are you doing now? So you've moved out of that after your third term. So what role are you currently in? And if you can, connect it back to maybe something you did with your service that either got you interested in, made connections with, or helped you be successful in this role.
Okay, so after my third term, I went on to actually work at the elementary school. I worked there for about 6 months, and I was working with Save the Children. So I was helping tutor younger kids with their reading. So it kind of mm-hmm. went back into working with the elementary in my first term, and then doing the tutoring in my third term kind of came together. And then now I am at Corbin High School, and I'm actually doing my student teaching here. So AmeriCorps with the Segal Education Award helped me. It's paying for my master's degree mm-hmm. to be able to become a teacher and to actually have a career. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. And I should graduate in May.
All right. That is very exciting. Congratulations. You don't want to, you know, cart before the horse, but yeah, it's very exciting for you. And I believe we touched on this a few times, but again, this is a good time to bring it back up. But in addition to a living stipend that AmeriCorps service members get, so technically, again, there's some legal terminology here. We're not working for the host sites. We volunteer at the host sites, but we do get a living stipend from AmeriCorps processed through Health 360, Healthy Minds Alliance. But if you complete your service term and you fulfill all the qualifications that they set forth, number of hours and that kind of good stuff, you get a education award. And I think the dollar amount fluctuates a little bit year to year and such, but it's like $6,500 roughly. You don't get that money. It goes into a trust, but you can then use it to apply towards educational expenses. So in your case, basically it's helping to pay for your master's program degree. That is a huge benefit. So again, if people listening did not know that was something that happens, yes, absolutely. So again, could be wrong, so feel free to correct me. But I think that the education award is still limited to two. So even if you serve three terms, you did not get a third education award, correct?
Yeah, just two.
I mean, still, roughly $14,000 of free money towards your educational expenses.
Exactly.
Can't beat that.
And it paid for my full tuition, and it's paying for all of my books as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm not out of pocket any.
That is fantastic. So I often like to ask people that I interview here, if you could go back and tell yourself something just before you started, or maybe think of it as someone else. Like if there's someone listening that's like, I'm thinking about joining AmeriCorps, I want to serve in some capacity, and I think AmeriCorps and Healthy Minds Alliance might be the right way to do it. What would you say to them to maybe help them decide? We hopefully encourage them to decide, but what might help them decide if this is right for them? Like just anything you want to share with your younger self or nameless person who's thinking about joining.
So I would probably say, if you're thinking about it, it may sound cliche, but go ahead and do it. You will meet so many wonderful people, and you'll make, again, it sounds cliche, but you'll make friends for a lifetime. Like I said, the people that I met during my three service terms, I still keep in touch with, I'd say 95% of them. So you will definitely always have people that's got your back.
Now, you and again, we both work in a school system for our service terms. And I know I think we've touched on, I don't know how much we've done, but one of the big components of what we do is we teach mental health courses. I did the youth mental health. Is that what you did as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know there's a couple different like variations or slices. And this is something that AmeriCorps pays for, mm-hmm. our training. So we attend a training course to be certified to teach these classes. So don't feel like you have to know this going in. And then we have, again, quota is not the right word, but we have goals. We're trying to train a number of people in our communities with this training. Now, for me, I just will say that I have a connection to the training. I find it extremely, it gets me emotional when I teach the classes because I have a connection to the material. And just, I like to think back as myself as a youth, I clearly was depressed. I just didn't have the vocabulary to express that. And I, you know, the people in my life, the adult people who cared about me, didn't have the vocabulary or the education to understand what I was going through. And I was very lucky. I got through it. I'm fine. As fine as any adult can be in our world today. But do you want to talk a little bit about the trainings that you did? Again, the education you got to do the trainings or anything about that you want to talk about?
So since it was before COVID when I started, we had our trainings in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one who loves to travel, but I'd never been on a plane.
Okay.
So I got to take my first plane ride, got to go to Chicago. First time I'd ever been to Chicago. Absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really like eye-opening experience for me.
And so you mean, so this is when you got trained to be a trainer.
Yeah.
You went to a course. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I believe we spent 3 or 4 days at the training and we got to go out with all the people that we were training to be trainers with. So I also still talk with them as well. and so that kind of really put the travel bug into me.
Mm.
And yeah, so I really enjoyed that. And then me actually teaching the courses, I'm kind of in the same boat where I have lived experience with most of that. So it can get really emotional, but I like that I can, back in the day when I was going through these things was before people talked about it as much as they do.
Right.
I didn't know what was going on. My family didn't know what was going on. So it would have been really helpful to have had something like this back then, you know, 10, 11 years ago, to be able to get my younger self through it. So I like, now that I'm in recovery and I'm better off than I was, that I can help mm-hmm. those who are maybe going through the same thing that I was.
Right. Yeah. And that's similar to me, that connection that, you know, again, I got through it. But it could have been easier.
Yeah,
and exactly. If I can help even one kid who's struggling, make sure that the caregivers in their life have a better understanding, education, vocabulary of how to interact with that youth, it's very important to me. And that's one of the things that drew me to the program was the opportunity to become trained in that program and then train other people.
Yeah,
I didn't get to go to Chicago. I got to stay in a room for 2 days doing virtual training. But it was still a great experience. I'm so thankful that I've had it. And I love the training classes. It's probably my favorite part of my service.
Yeah.
Is doing these trainings and just sharing with people. You know, again, I'm talking to you and the listeners at the same time, but there's a feedback process like when people go through the class and it's just been overwhelmingly positive, you know, not necessarily me as an instructor, but the course itself. And
yeah.
it kind of warms my heart to know that I might be 3 degrees of separation helping someone that needs to be helped. It's very important to me. And I'm so thankful that AmeriCorps has allowed me the opportunity to do those types of things. But this is supposed to be about you, not me. So what else do you want to talk about? If there's just anything else about your service term since then, just anything you want to share with our listeners, we're probably going to wrap up pretty soon, but I want to give you the chance to say anything that's important enough that you wanted me to ask a question, but I didn't ask the right question. So you didn't get to say it. So just pretend I did and then say it now.
Okay, so I think just overall, as I said before, if you're thinking about jumping into it, go ahead and jump. Your training is fully paid for to be a mental health first aid instructor, whether it's youth or whether it's adult or teen. You get, you know, you could get a master's degree paid for with it to go into that next field once your service terms do end and you figure out, you know, what you want to do after that. That can be, you know, that lifts a huge burden off of you. Because like I said, my tuition and my books, everything's getting paid for. So after May, thanks to AmeriCorps, I will graduate with a master's in teaching high school math, which is what I've wanted to do, you know, since not long after I first started in AmeriCorps. So it kind of, it led me to my future career.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And again, we say that AmeriCorps is for anybody, you know, various backgrounds, but I think it does lend itself to a younger person who maybe is getting into college and maybe needs help financially, you know, being secure, getting into that, or in your case, like between college and master's program.
Yeah.
But again, it can be for anybody because I'm not in that either one of those boats. But I love hearing these success stories of someone who not only enjoyed the program, but came back for even more. And then the you know, the information you got, the training you got, the experiences, and frankly, the money has helped you get on into your life and your further career. That's just, it's heartening to hear that. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, Autumn, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time. I know you've kind of got to get back to your actual job. So I appreciate you cutting some time out for me today. And I just want to say once again, thank you. And again, behind the scenes here, again, Autumn and I overlapped just for a few weeks in our trainings. And you helped me out get started in doing the trainings and the navigating the dashboard and setting up the courses and enrolling people. So you also have been very, you know, gracious to me with your time, even though you're technically gone. I still email you probably once a week saying, hey, can you remind me how to do this thing? So thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
As we bring this week's episode to a close, I want to once again say thank you to Autumn for joining me today and sharing a little bit about her experiences with AmeriCorps and serving at the Corbin School of Innovation. I hope you, dear listener, have enjoyed this episode, and I hope you will join us again next week when we will have another amazing guest on to talk about their service with AmeriCorps. As a reminder, if you are interested in becoming a service member or have any questions about serving, or perhaps your organization would like to become a host site, you will find information and links to follow in our show notes.